When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Andrew.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that puck was a cheese broken, you'd stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 No! No!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the number one youth hockey podcast in southeastern Minnesota. I'm Mike, that's Tommy.
Hello everyone.
That's Kevin.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. We are back. We have a super extra mega episode. We have Sway Bhatia, Maxwell Simpkins, and Dejan DJ Watts on with us. Thank you guys for being here. First of all, I just want to say, you guys, DJ, you guys were negative 15-ish when the first Mighty Ducks came out. Yeah. How had you seen it before you got involved? How familiar were you with the films?
To be honest, I watched all three of them like three times before I even got the audition. Like, and then after I got the audition, I still watched the movie.
Wow. So this is a hotly debated topic for us. What's your ranking of the three films? Which one's from best to worst?
For me, the best one would probably be the third one.
What?
Yes.
All of the new cat. They have yes. All the new kids on there. The second one would be the first one would be the next best one, and then the third one would be the first one would be the like. I would say the first one is good, but it's at the same time it's not all the way up there as like the second two. So.
I just want to say that DJ just jumped to the top of my list in terms of actors in the entire franchise.
Yes. Kevin is also a Team D3 person. Maxwell, you seem to disagree, though.
No. I love D3. It's a good film. But the first two, they blew me out of the water, all right? My favorite one was the second one. I love the second one.
Yeah.
And then probably the first one, then the third one.
Okay. So D2, D1, D3. What about you, yeah. Sway? Did you watch the movies before getting involved here?
So everybody recommended it to me because I used to be a figure skater. But as soon as I got the audition, I watched it. I watched them right away. But I have to say, I'm number one. Like, the first movie is probably my favorite. I know a lot of people are like, no, why? But I'm like, it's the original. It started the whole thing. And it came up with the whole idea of bringing the underdog team to the championships. And I think that whole storyline is so special. And that is the core of all the three movies. So I just think number one's the number one.
Wow. A lot of disagreement here. I don't mean to like cause a strife. I don't mean to cause a strife between the cast here. Obviously, we're a little older than you guys. Did you guys understand that it was like a cult hit for sort of our generation? Like, how much did you realize that like it sort of introduced the whole generation to the Mighty Ducks and hockey and all that kind of stuff, Maxwell?
Yeah, it's really cool. I didn't know as much as someone like my parents did who grew up with it. I've heard of it. I knew it was a great franchise. I never knew how huge it was back then, how huge it is to this day. So when I watched them and I had all these people saying, oh my God, the Mighty Ducks is so cool, I realized it's much bigger than I ever thought it was.
Yeah. It's, like I said, for our group, I don't know why, but it's sort of captured our imagination. Sway, you mentioned you were a figure skater. Do you think that gave you an advantage here as you auditioned? Did they even ask you if you could ice skate?
Yeah, actually in my audition, they asked me if I could ice skate, and also figure skating is on my resume, so they kind of knew that. But I originally thought it was an advantage when I booked it as well. But then, like, everybody shocked me because they learned so quickly. I mean, DJ came a few days later than me and Max did. Than I did, and both of these guys actually came a little later than I did, and they learned so quickly. Like, when they originally got on the ice, they obviously weren't as good as they are now, but they learned so quickly, and they got so good. I was so shocked. I was like, because I got on my figure skates, and then they handed me the hockey skates. I'm like, that's not what I do. And then I tried on the hockey skates. It took me a little while to get used to it. But we had great coaches. We had NHL players that coached us. So I like to think we all learned pretty quickly, and you could see throughout the show how we progress as hockey players, and everybody did so well, and I want to get back on the ice sometime soon.
Yeah.
DJ, did you know how to skate at all when you first got there?
I had absolutely no knowledge of skating whatsoever. In the audition, they asked me, do I know how to skate? I said, if by skating, do you mean roller skating? I was like, no, I don't. No. But by the time I got on the ice, it was like probably like either 10 or 15 minutes later, I ended up learning how to skate like really quickly. And let's just say that skating is way different than I thought it was. I thought it was just going to be like a very thin blade at the end, but instead of like a flat blade. But it's nothing like you would expect it to be.
Yeah, it's kind of like concave. There's edges, all kinds of stuff. I used to skate, so I know for sure. So you guys, when we talked to the original actors, they all said that they lied and they told everybody that they knew how to skate before booking the audition. Max, what did you have to lie, or do you just play it straight there?
It wasn't so much lie. It was more like, yeah, it was like under the table saying I knew how to skate. I've skated a couple times. I wasn't bad, but like there was a little smudging on the resume. Like, but I'm not bad. I'm just not great. If that makes sense. But Emilio told me that he said smudge some things. Like for Young Guns, he had to say he was able to ride horses. He did not know how to ride horses. That's something crazy. And also, he said he did not know how to ice skate for the first movie. So they taught him for the first movie. So it was cool.
I'm curious about something. So kind of along those same lines, all the original Ducks, they had to go through a boot camp of sorts.
Yes.
With our good friend, friend of the show. And I'm just wondering if you guys went through a similar scenario where they kind of put you through the paces and made sure you were at least comfortable enough before you started shooting and things like that. I guess, let's start with you, DJ.
Yeah, we actually had a full month of learning how to skate. Like, for me, it took me a few days to learn how, like, to fully grasp the skating concept. But like that month was exciting yet very exhausting, because while doing that boot camp, we've suffered a lot of like physical injuries from basically overpowering ourselves and basically like skating to the point where we can't really move as quickly as we usually do. So that was fun. I mean, it was fun. It was very, 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 very exhausting, but I gotta say it was pretty educational.
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
I was just gonna ask if you guys kind of had that similar experience where I guess maybe it was maybe a little bit less exhausting for Sway, since you had some skating chops already, but same thing, guys.
So for the pilot, we had 2 weeks of training in the beginning. That was the first thing we did when we arrived in Vancouver. And then we started filming, and we had a 6-month break because of COVID. But when we got back in August, we had 2 weeks of quarantine, and then we had 2 weeks of hockey training. Like I mentioned before, we had NHL players teaching us. And I think we all got better throughout quarantine as well. Even though we were all at home, it's just that a lot of us practiced at home. I had my hockey stick, so I practiced my shots at home because I grasped the skating part before, because when you're a figure skater, you don't have a stick and puck to control. So I think that was something I really worked on during quarantine. So when I got back, I had more control over my stick, and I'd like to say it definitely was exhausting because we were working every day, but also it's so much fun and we all love being on the ice. So every ice skating scene we had, whenever they'd cut, we'd just like run around and we'd play ice tag and we'd have so much fun on the ice. Many great memories and definitely miss those moments.
I want to get to Maxwell here. So your character is obviously the podcast guy.
Yes.
So we talked to Brill and he allowed us to take credit for having a podcast in the series.
Yeah, it was all him. He's the genius. He's the man behind the mirror.
Did he give you like podcasts to listen to? Did he tell you to listen to our podcast? I'm just curious, how much research you did to become a podcast host.
Yeah, he gave me a bunch of podcasts to listen to. I didn't fully listen to him. I like listened to him sort of, do it. But I did listen to a couple of them. He did recommend you guys and a couple other Mighty Ducks podcasts. So that was really cool. But yeah, I was listening to a bunch of Mighty Ducks podcasts and it really helped because there's a big difference between podcasting and reporting, which I found out there's a big difference there. So it wasn't as easy as just saying things. You had to, like, they gave me a notepad whenever I do podcasting with real NHL stats on it. So I could like look and use that in the scene. So that was really cool.
I feel like you're blowing smoke for us a little bit. I don't know if Brill actually recommended us, but we appreciate it.
You guys, I don't remember the exact name. I have the list. I could go back and check.
Okay.
But he did recommend a bunch of Mighty Ducks podcasts. So.
Okay. Perfect. So
Max, reporting is actually very, very easy. I can tell you from experience. And so whenever you talk to all the other reporters later today, when you're doing all your rounds, say, hey, this is easy. Listen to the Quack Attack podcast if you want a real lesson in how to be a fantastic journalist.
Yes.
So make sure to mention that and get in a couple swipes at some of the other publications. All the Disney PR folks who are also listening will probably tell you otherwise, but take it from me, someone in the biz.
Got you.
So I'm just curious, DJ, obviously, everyone here is pretty young. I don't know if I knew what I wanted to do at such a young age. I feel like when I was 14, 15, 16, I was just sort of, putzing around. I mean, just what it was the process like for you to get into acting and then, getting involved with the Mighty Ducks?
I'm going to just say this right now so I can get this out of the way. I am the center of attention in this family. I will literally just do anything to get my mom's attention. So she basically saw that in me. So she's like, maybe we should try. I've tried sports. I've tried basketball. I've tried soccer. I've tried baseball. No. Failed at all three of them. So I got into acting at my church. I got into acting at my church at 7. Did a few plays. And then a few years later, I ended up booking my first role, which was in Black Panther as the background. It was fun. It was fun. I actually got a chance to meet Chadwick. And then that was my very first major film that I've done. And then after that, I got a lot more other films. I was in a Lifetime movie called Faith Under Fire. I was in House of the Clock in Its Walls. And then out of nowhere, this is something I was never expecting. I ended up getting an audition for a hockey TV show. I didn't know what the name was. When my mom gave it to me, I saw it and I was like, Mighty Ducks. I almost lost it. Fun fact is I actually ended up meeting Kiefer at the audition.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So, Sway, I'm assuming you had a similar experience. You had to audition and stuff like that. What was sort of that audition process like for you?
For me, I got in an in-person audition at the ABC Studios out in New York City, which I usually get self-tapes, but I got lucky because I always do so much better in in-person auditions, but sadly, we can't do that now. You're with real people. You have a physical reader in front of you. I love my mom. She reads well, but it's just a different experience.
Yeah.
Person. And I actually originally went in for a different role. But when I got the script for the first audition, I read the role and I saw the role of Sophie and it said this little Indian African-American girl. I was like, huh, wow. Okay. And I went for my audition. I did my role and they thought I did well, but they were like, yeah, no, you're that other Indian girl. I'm like, okay, there we go. And then I got back my audition for Sophie and I went through a test in LA. And that's pretty much now we're here. But I, for like acting altogether, I watched Bollywood movies growing up a lot. And watching the whole costume, singing, dancing experience has always inspired me. And I'd recreate those scenes when I was younger. So I think my parents saw that and they saw that I wanted to be in the acting industry, but I just didn't know how to say, I want to become an actor. So they put me in my first dancing class and it was Bollywood and that's just where it all grew from. And I started my first job, professional job in Masters of None as a guest role where I played Aziz Ansari's daughter. And then I was in Succession where I'm a reoccurring role and now currently filming season 3. And I got to be on SNL about 6 times, which was such a fun experience. I love working with everybody on that show. I get to be like an extra sometimes. And my first time live was with Chadwick Boseman. And getting to work with him was everything that I could imagine. I love Black Panther. I actually had cat ears on that day. So he was like, I like your ears. And, and I honestly didn't see Black Panther then. So I saw the movie right after. I was like, I should have said Wakanda Forever. And I never did. So I regret that moment. But every time I get to be on set is my favorite experience. And when I hear the word rap, that is my danger word. I hate that word. I'm like, I want to be on set forever, all day, every day. But getting to film with these amazing kids is absolutely amazing. And I never forget this stuff. It was amazing.
So did you see DJ in the background of Black Panther and like, oh, I'm going to work with that guy?
I never saw him. But when he told, well, when I met him and he told me he was in Black Panther, I was like, that guy, no way. And then like he told me it all and I was like, that is crazy. But like all these people have worked on amazing shows and I was a fan of Maxwell. So when I met him at the audition, I was like, that's the guy from Bizarre Bark. I told my mom, I was like, I know him. And then he came up to me. He was like, hi, I'm Max. I'm like, oh my God, he's so nice.
Thank you.
But I met him and Brady at the test in LA and everybody's honestly so sweet. There's a lot of people that were on big shows. Like Luke was on AGT. And he is my man. He is such a good singer. His voice is so angelic, and he inspires all of us with his singing, and we love hearing him sing all the time. And you'll see more of him singing, trust me, and you're going to enjoy it lots.
Ooh, that's a good tease. I like that. Now, Maxwell, I got to imagine it's a little different on the Mighty Ducks because you're around a lot of kids. I feel like when you're a kid and you're an actor, you might be one of the few on set. I mean, how different was it to have 10, 15, maybe even more kids at some points on the set there?
Yeah, like I've been acting since I was 6 and I've never done any kids projects besides like Bizarre Vark. That was the only other project I've done where there was a bunch of kids. A couple years ago, when I did Disney Channel, I did a bunch of movies and it was all with, you know, like John Goodman or someone who's like 30 or older. And so there was no one really like my age to play with. So it was a really, I love doing things with kids because you get to hang out with them, you get to make friends, you get to play video games together, and there's so much more. And I just love doing projects with kids because you get along so well and it's just a great time. But I met Brady and Sway in the audition process. And I remember when I met Brady, I knew him from Good Boys. I don't think he knew who I was, but I knew him. But so we go in the room and we were just going off and ad-libbing off the scene. And it was so fun. And I knew from that moment, it was a connection. He was great. He was great.
Awesome. Awesome. So, I mean, you get a lot of kids on set. I think when we talked to the original kids, they pulled a lot of shenanigans on set and were trying to, tough to wrangle at times. DJ, did you guys have like a prankster on set? Did you guys have any anybody who was a little tough to wrangle?
Maxwell. Definitely Maxwell.
Oh.
Maxwell is like the one. Maxwell is the one kid when you when it comes to just him coming out of nowhere. It was it's between him, me, and Luke. It's between me, Maxwell, and Brady.
Yes.
So it was a challenge between all three of us. I would have to say it's a tie, but I would definitely have to say Maxwell, because this kid is literally the jokester out of he makes any moment a fun moment, just like out of any, like if something bad happened. Like 2 seconds later, Maxwell will come in, tell him a joke, and we'll all just bust out laughing.
Oh, he's my dude. I love you, DJ, man. He's my man.
Your man gave you up pretty quick there.
No. I'm the jokester. There's a difference. I'm the guy that makes people laugh, and I'm the class clown. Brady is the prankster. See, Sway, I see her nodding. She agrees with me. He's more the prankster. I'm more the class clown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I feel like on set there's a lot of times where we've like planned pranks, but we never did it. I'd almost be like the sidekick where they'd like bring me into it. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Yeah, no, I can't do that. Okay. Brady actually played a prank on the schoolroom where yeah, I agree with Max. Like, he's definitely the jokester. He'd always make us laugh. He'd always be, like, making jokes. He'd be rapping on set sometimes, and it's so entertaining. Like, we'd have all those walkie-talkies, and 80s would, like, let us speak on it sometimes. My favorite thing to do was call out Rolling on the walkie-talkies, and then Max would, like, do a rap about Rolling sometimes. It was really fun, though. Like, DJ was also, like, really fun. Like, he'd come up behind you. He'd be like, surprise! And you'd be like, whoa, hey, DJ! everybody was, like, really fun on set, and we all made each other laugh all the time. But I have to agree, Brady's definitely the prankster and Max is definitely the class clown, and DJ to make you scream and be like, oh, DJ!
Oh, DJ!
I'm the quiet type. I'm like the silent but deadly. I come up behind somebody, they don't know I'm there, and then they turn around and like, what the? How did you
get here? He's Steve Harrington. He's stealthy like a ninja.
I can literally wear ice skates and walk behind Sway right now. She won't even know I'm there.
Awesome. Wait, so what happened to this schoolroom?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, Brady had this fart spray thing.
No, it's horrible, right? If you go on Amazon right now, Google liquid fart or whatever.
Please don't buy it. It's horrible. Please don't buy it. Don't buy it. It's crucial. It's bad. He sprayed it all over the half of the schoolroom. And the teacher walked in there. She's like, what? Oh, God! So we'd walk in there initially. We'd be like, it doesn't. Oh, no! Because you're going there, you're like, you're fine. And then you start getting to it, and it smells. You
start crying, literally.
You start crying. I can't even explain it, though. I don't even know what it smells like, but it smells weird.
And it smells bad.
It's not nice.
It smells like a rabbit's foot dog poop. It's horrible.
That is awesome. So Maxwell, you're like freestyling on these walkie-talkies?
Yes.
Wow. How did you sort of just develop that skill? Is this something you've always done?
Yeah, well, I've been rapping ever since I can remember, since I was acting when I was six. Sway, she's an incredible singer, dancer, rapper, you name it, she does it. But yeah, I can rap. I grew up in Philadelphia, so I've grown up with hip hop my whole life. So yeah. So it's just kind of been my thing, seeing like Will Smith on the walls everywhere and Meek Mill. So it's just kind of grown to me, I guess.
Yeah. Kevin's a big Philly guy.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm a Philly fan. So you and DJ are kind of like fighting for
yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Sway.
Actually, Maxwell, whenever he rapped, he would have me beatbox to him.
Yeah, he can beatbox crazy. Oh my well.
God, it's so good. He does like 5 sounds at once. I'm like, how do you do that? I tried. I'm like, I can't do it all at once.
I came out of my mom's stomach beatboxing.
Yeah.
I have a knack for beats. It's annoying, but it makes time go by pretty quickly.
He has such a good ear for beats, though. Like, he's like, take 2 pencils and he'd start making a beat, and then he'd start like using his voice to make beats.
He's crazy, like wired like crazy. Like, he can take 2 pencils and make like a whole 808 beat out of it. It's crazy. He's he's really good at it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I feel like we need to get this into season two if it's not in season one already.
Right.
Yeah.
We're all like in season two. We should all bring out our like talents.
Yeah.
There's actually times where the director would be like, show a little bit of your personality. So one time she was like, do a dance move. I'm like, okay. and then Max, you know, we're all talking about like Max should like come out with a freestyle like season two, and like DJ should like be like beatboxing or like drumming or something, and Luke should just sing more and more and more, and everybody should just like bring out all their talents. We all think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we'll try to like write in and make a request too. But yeah, just start working the producers and whatnot, and hopefully we see it in season two here. So
hashtag musical season two, hashtag talent two.
Talent two, yeah. We're on something now. Yep. Now we're cooking here. All right, yep. So we're running out of time here, so I want to get to the quack question. This is people send in questions for us, and then we pick one, try to answer them. So this comes from our friend Stevie Yanks. He asked, which of the original Ducks do you most look up to? So I'll start with DJ there.
Fulton Reed.
Ooh, interesting.
Definitely. The original Bash Brothers, like he's literally, like, Fulton Reed is literally, like, the 90s versions of me. I literally look up to him, like, that much. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
Awesome. Awesome. Maxwell, what about you?
Oh, Averman. No question, no cap, as the kids say. No cap. Averman, definitely. He did a podcast. He's funny. He was like the team motivator guy that's like, yeah, go guys. So I feel like that's me, but like tiny. So he's awesome. So he's really cool. Really cool cat.
Perfect. And then finally, Sway. Do you have a...
I'd say my character is most like Banks because I feel like her character can relate to her, his story of like being on the professional team, because my character is on the professional team. And but also, like, for me, for Sway, I feel like I love Connie. She's such a cool girl, and I love her personality, and she's gorgeous. So I love Connie.
There you go. Great answers. I wasn't sure how deeply this would be thought out, but I thought it was very well done. So we appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Every Friday, Disney Plus, Mighty Ducks Game Changers. We love it. You guys will love it. So thank you guys very much. For us at Quackatear Pod on Twitter, facebook.com/Quackatear Pod. Go to iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Tell us
what 5 stars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There you go. Maxwell is telling you, so now you have to do it.
Gotta do it.
Gotta listen to Max.
Literally. And remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Black, black. Ain't no turning back. Got to be
the
man
in the heart of Quackatear. The Quackatear is back, Jack. Oh, yeah.
That's incredible. Incredible. You end on that? His
Bigger, man. Yeah, something to think about.